is divided into three broad sections, which cover the three main problem areas children with anxiety struggle with. The three areas are the child's thoughts concerning the fear, the feelings associated with it, including their body's reactions, and finally their attempt to control or avoid the fear. Understanding these three broad categories will help you better understand your child's anxiety and how best to respond to it. The doctors will give you a broad overview here, and later will give you a detailed overview of each lesson. So if you don't understand something in this section, you'll probably understand better when each lesson is covered in detail. Let me hand it over to the doctors so that they can fill in the blanks.
Thank you, Tanny. We begin the series by defining the four categories of anxiety we cover, and then have the kids identify which one best fits them. Then we cover the three components of anxiety that are present in any type of anxiety disorder. One of the unique elements of our program is organizing both our description and treatment of anxiety around three components in a way that children can understand. We have given each of them names that young kids can understand and remember.
As you said, Teddy, the first component is the thinking part of anxiety, which we call the wacky thoughts. The second component is the feelings your child experiences, including their body's response to danger. We call these yucky feelings. The third component is how your child reacts to the perceived danger. We call this zany response. When your child experiences anxiety, they are going to try to prevent the imagined danger, either by trying to control it or avoid it at all cost.
All three of these elements need to be addressed and treated. We decided to address yucky feelings first because that is what kids are most aware of and what needs to be impacted first so that they're beginning to relax enough to learn about the others. By starting there, we also establish rapport with their experience. We teach kids two techniques to help calm them when they're experiencing yucky feelings: relaxation and changing the breathing. These are very important to practice because studies show they can really help. We would like to ask you to encourage your child to practice them over and over.
Throughout the program, we explain to your child what is happening to them as a result of their anxiety, and this is particularly helpful with yucky feelings. When we or our children experience anxiety, our bodies have an automatic reaction called a fight or flight response. This is normally a gift and incredibly important to survival. But with anxiety disorder, it runs amok. It's a false alarm. The fight response includes intense feelings of fear and frustration. The flight response, on the other hand, includes feelings of fear and a desire to run away. In the series, we call the fight or flight response crank. And the calming response we want from your kids, chill. Crank and chill are two fun and crazy characters that your kids will really respond well to.
So understanding yucky feelings and faithfully practicing the exercises can really help. I can see how easy it is to forget or skip them, but it's important to do them and for the parent to provide structure and encouragement. They won't help much if you don't do them.
That's exactly right. We really encourage parents to do this, particularly at the beginning with their kids, so that their kids get the hang of it. For issues like more general worry, learning to relax and breathe correctly turn out consistently to cause improvement. Also, most of the time, any kind of anxiety will cause sleep problems. So if kids practice this over and over before bed, then it'll help them sleep as well. There's all kind of research to support how beneficial this is for treating anxiety. In a 2008 systematic review of 27 different studies, the results showed consistent and significant effectiveness of relaxation training in reducing anxiety.
Next in the series, we cover various thinking errors and ways to dispute them. We call thinking errors wacky thoughts, and the techniques to dispute them, talkbacks. This material is the heart of the cognitive element of cognitive behavioral therapy.
You know, it's not easy to think about your own thinking, and it can be really hard for a child to pay attention to their thinking. But it's really helpful when they learn that their thoughts are not always realistic and accurate, and that they have the power to change the way that they think. We've worked really hard to simplify this section enough so kids can get it on their own. But some kids, especially the younger ones, might need your help.
We can't cover all the thinking errors in this series, but we believe we have covered the ones that most apply to kids. If you find that your child has thinking errors not covered by us, we recommend you refer to the reference section in the back of the workbook for further readings on the subject of thinking errors. There are some excellent resources on the subject there.
The last of the three issues is avoidance and control. We call this zany response. Controlling can be something like not speaking for social fears, obsessing over something that might happen, rituals for obsessive fears. And avoiding can be dramatically reacting when presented with a fear, like trying to escape. Child might show intense emotions like anger, resistance, arguing, things like that.
Keep in mind, these are very strong reactions we are referring to, not the more typical ways of coping. It seems so natural to avoid something dangerous. Most of the time in life, it is helpful to get away from a potentially dangerous situation. However, with anxiety problems, the desire to avoid and control is the major part of the problem.
You know, I can see why this is an easy trap to fall into, because I would think we are hardwired to escape danger. This is like asking a kid to walk right into the danger.
Yes, in some ways it is, but here's the difference. There really is no danger. It's a false alarm. Their mind and body are making a mistake. For example, some people are afraid of elevators. In New York City, for example, there are over 60,000 types of elevators: freight elevators, residential elevators, business elevators. In the whole history of elevators in New York City, only one completely broke free and fell. And it took a World War II bomber crashing into the building by accident to do it. Clearly, riding elevators is just as safe as climbing stairs. The fear is a false alarm. In your mind's eye, the imagined fear coupled with intense feelings can seem so real, but it's not.
See, if a child keeps avoiding the thing that they fear or the feeling of fear itself, it actually makes the fear stronger. Not only do they not get used to it, but their imagination makes it worse. It's easy to keep thinking something terrible when there's nothing to prove otherwise. Just the feeling you get thinking about it can be interpreted as so terrible that that becomes proof itself. The psychological treatment for this is called exposure. This is often the most difficult step because your child will need to voluntarily expose themselves to their own fear.
When you expose yourself voluntarily, this is the key. It must be voluntary. You can do it all at once or gradually. All at once is called flooding. It's like jumping into a cold pool all at once and just getting the painful shock over with. In the turnaround series, we call this taking the plunge. Or you can approach it in a bit-by-bit fashion, taking one step at a time, slowly wading into the water. We call this stair-stepping in the turnaround program. We'll discuss this more when we summarize each lesson.
This wraps up our first CD. Our summary of each lesson is on the Second Parent's Guide CD. So go ahead and start that disc now.